G'day. Good evening and welcome everyone to the Ordinary Council meeting for Brighton Council for the month of October. A welcome to councillors, senior staff and member of the public gallery. I'd like to remind everyone there's an audio recording of this council meeting, except any part held in closed session will be made in accordance with our audio recording of council and committee meetings policy 7.11. The audio recording will be available on council's website within 7 business days after this meeting. Brighton Council would like to acknowledge the Palawa Pakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item 2 on our agenda is apologies and applications for leave of absence. Everyone is present. Item 3 is confirmation of minutes. Item 3.1 is confirmation of minutes, the ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of September. Is there any discussion or amendments? If not, can I ask someone move? Moved by Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor McMaster. No debate. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 3.2 is the audit panel meeting and the minutes of the audit panel meeting held on the 23rd of August 2024 are submitted for confirmation. Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Della Torre. If there's no debate, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 3.3 is Planning Authority minutes. The minutes of the Planning Authority held on the 1st of October are submitted for confirmation. Is there any discussion or debate on that? If not, someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Iron, seconded by Councillor Geard. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4 is declaration of interest. Has anyone got an interest or would anyone like to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening? No interests are declared. Item 5 is public question time and deputations. I don't believe there are any. Item 6 is reports from council. Item 6.1 is the Mayor's communications for the month of September and October. They're on our agenda. Is there anything there that anyone needs any details on? Councillor Della Torre?
Don't necessarily need any detail, but just wondering if you can enlighten us as to the meeting with the Brighton Football Club and the purpose of that.
Yeah. That was just held very quickly in regards to the use of the football grounds over the summer for their training regime.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've moved up into the Premier League for next year in the SFL. And we have a policy in place that didn't give them priority use of the grounds over the summer. And they just wanted to voice their concern. Thankfully, staff had already found a nice compromise.
Yep.
Where they'll be able to utilise Thompson Oval mainly during the summer, but have some other options around the municipality if it is in use for some other need. So it was, you know, once again, staff came prepared, and I think it was a good outcome. And Councillor Geard was at that meeting.
Yeah, I was there as well, chair the meeting, and it was a very good outcome between the two organisations, plus working with everyone else. As the Mayor mentioned, at the moment, because of Seymour Street, that would have been an ideal fallback. But once that's completed, that's going to be a good fallback in case of inclement weather at the other two as well. So that's, you know, going to be set up for the future. But no, and we look like we're looking at maybe taking the concrete wicket out. So that was something we're investigating. So, yeah.
So that'll obviously come back.
Come back, had some debate on that at some point in the past.
The other thing that I'm in the process of doing is I have contacted the principal of Brighton High School just in regards to introducing the football club to the high school and to their business manager as well in regards to using those facilities. They've obviously got a sports ground out the back, plus obviously a beautiful gymnasium facility. But just it's only an introduction, so that they have met each other and then can work on a relationship from there. Any further questions? If not, there's a recommendation the Mayor's communications be received. Moved by Councillor De La Torre, seconded by Councillor Murta.
Yep.
Thank you. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6.2 is reports from Council representatives. Anyone need to report on tonight's agenda?
Now, yes, Mr. Mayor. I'll just report on that. I attended here with a consultant that's looking at the fire problem up in Church Road, Cranes Road, and also a couple of other areas. So we went around the municipality, had a good look around, including the outside supervisor and some staff members. So, yeah, they were quite happy to see why we're doing it. They found a couple of places, like one out Old Beachway, out the Arskill Road there, and Cranes Road. Definitely Cranes Road was a problem area. So we've looked at a couple of aspects there of maybe putting water tanks in, turn off lanes, safety lanes, cut out so that people can get in and out. So the consultant's going to get back and we're going to have another liaison to go around as well. So that report will be coming probably later in the year or early next year. So it looks very favourable. So if there's any major work, it's probably ideal because with the up-and-coming federal elections, we've got probably a chance of getting some grants for extra money to do those things. So we've got the grant to do this part, but we need the extra part. And it'll be in stages. We're going to stage all these things anyway. So.
Councillor Whelan.
Mr. Mayor, just a side issue. Last week, I attended the funeral of Peter Binney. Was well attended at New Norfolk. Peter's certainly contributed a lot to the municipality over the years, so I'd just like that noted on the minutes.
No problems at all, and thanks for doing that. Councillors, nothing further. Can I ask that those two reports be received? Moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor De La Torre. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7 is miscellaneous correspondence. We received some correspondence from the Premier from DPAC, from the Department of State Growth, and the Minister Minister Eric Betts, and they're included in our documentation for tonight's agenda. Item 8 is notification of workshops, and there's a notification of a workshop that was held and the attendees on the 1st of October, and that's listed on our agenda. Item 9 is notices on motion, and there aren't any. Item 10 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. There are no supplementary items. Item 11 is reports from committees. There are no committee meetings held in the month of October. Moving on, item 12 is council acting as a planning authority. Just to remind councillors, we're acting under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, we must adhere to that. Item 12.1 is a development application for a subdivision, one lot plus balance at 5 Glenmalee Road, Ponfield. Hand over to David.
Thank you, Mayor. So this is a pretty standard subdivision for what we see in the rural living area. So a lot with an existing house and a vacant internal lot created at the rear of it. So it was supported by a subdivision plan, bushfire plan, bushfire plan and on-site wastewater report. No real planning issues other than what came through the representation. So basically the representation indicated that there was stormwater flows to the adjoining property to the north. Our engineers had a look at it and thought the land is generally flat and low-lying, and so the water ponds in that area, and that's just a natural overland flow. The sub won't actually alter anything in that existing situation. However, as part of the subdivision, there's not a requirement to construct the access road. That'll come later with any future dwelling application. That's a bit of a change from the interim scheme to the new Tasmanian planning scheme, that we don't require that. So that future driveway will require drainage, and will intercept much of that overland flow, which should help with the stormwater issues on the adjoining property. They also flagged an issue with the existing wastewater system. So our environmental health officer has been out there and has had a look at that, and there were some breaks and things in the pipe, so that has been addressed, and they're comfortable that they can continue to address any issues under the environmental health legislation. And the other other representation submissions were around dust and noise nuisance from that new driveway. So again, it won't be constructed as part of this. the acceptable solution for a driveway, like an internal driveway in the rural living areas, is for it to be drained properly and for it to be sealed. If it's not going to be sealed or drained properly, then we have to obviously go through the advertising process and deal with those through conditions or however else. The other issue I raised was around safety, the driveway and sight lines and things like that. That meets all the sight line standards, so guys are happy with that. So the recommendation is for approval.
Thank you, David. Councillors, questions? Councillor Della Torre.
David, the report mentions the possibility of a single dwelling on lot one. Is it possible under that that zoning to build multiple dwellings on that new subdivision?
No, so it's only a single dwelling per lot. Yeah.
Okay, well, that solves my next question, which was about the right width for multiple dwellings.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Answer my questions on the drawings.
Councillor Whelan.
David, so once the driveway is constructed, it may well be that it'll actually improve the stormwater issues to the neighbour.
Yeah. I think so. You can add to that if you want.
Yes, so looking at it, the driveway will have to be constructed for the length of the access strip, which then that portion alone intercepts some of the existing flow coming off the subject property onto the neighbouring property. We believe that if that providing the driveway is constructed to the required standards and with the required drainage, that it will result in a net improvement over the current situation.
So just a question, where the drain will be on the western side of the drive or the eastern side?
It'll be subject to
an
application at that time.
Okay.
As David mentioned previously, under the interim scheme, it would have been required as part of the subdivision. Mm. Unfortunately, under the current TPS, it's not a requirement of subdivision, simply that the driveway has to be provided to the lot boundary, which is at the road.
Just further to that. So it may well be, from an engineering point of view, there'll be an ag drain as well as a table drain, for example, and that'll be designed at the engineering stage?
Yes, so they will have to demonstrate that they can meet the acceptable solution, which is that the driveway is drained to the stormwater system. In this case, the only stormwater system in the area is the roadside drain, the open drain in Glenlea Road. So they'll have to put in a system whereby they can dispose of stormwater on site, which is problematic, or that they can get it to drain to the roadside drain.
Okay.
Worst case scenario would be that they might have to look at a pump system if they can't get full.
Yep. But there's no need for us to condition that at this stage. Should it be part of the engineering condition that exists within the permit?
In the future permit for a future application. So
for the house.
Yeah.
It's not
horse before the cart.
Yeah, not tied to anything else. Yeah, okay.
Councillor Carroll.
The roadside drain, is that suitable to collect a large amount of water? Because I know this isn't the only block in Glenlea Road that has water issues. Is that drain capable of accepting more water?
It's certainly problematic in that in portions of the Glenlea area are quite flat, and we don't have a lot of grade in the table drains. But from an overall perspective, it's better to have any issues with flooding or inundation contained to the road corridor rather than running through adjacent properties where there may be, for example, potential for damage to property or what have you. So there is the ability for to increase capacity in some of the table drains in some instances, but it would be a case-by-case basis depending on what other services were in the road reservation and so on.
Sorry, back to me, Lee. So that capacity, is that determined by council when they put an application in for the house, or do we require the applicant of the house to determine the capacity of council's infrastructure at that stage?
So we can do, we don't have a pipe network in that area. Obviously, I'm not sure off the top of my head how much of that area we have modelled, but we can, for a single dwelling, it's probably something that we would assess rather than them assess a stormwater report to cover capacity of council's table drain for a single dwelling would be quite onerous.
Yep. Thank you.
Councillors, anything further? If not, we have a recommendation.
Recommendation is 33 conditions.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Whelan. Is there any discussion or debate?
No. No, I think the concerns have been adequate.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on. Item 13 is officers' reports, and item 13.1 is an update to our investments policy. Hand over to Gillian.
Thank you. So this is just a review of our investment policy. So reviewing policies is good governance. Investment policies are really important as well when it relates to public funds, so it's good that we've got guidelines to follow. During this process, I compared the investment policy of other councils in relation to what we currently have, and I've also just done a couple of changes which relate our investment policy just back to our risk appetite, which was adopted by council earlier this year. There was also just a couple of small changes were made, and that was just one to reflect the consideration being given to green deposits, but subject to all other conditions being equal with other deposits. And also there's a few ADIs that are subsidiaries of another, and if they have their own credit rating, they'll be treated as different institutions, which hopefully we'll be able to just sort of spread our risk a little bit more and give us a few more options of ADIs to invest with. And as it says in the report, it was it was looked over by the audit panel with no changes. So I'm just asking council to adopt the new policy.
Beautiful. Thanks, Gillian. Councillors, any questions of Gillian on the investment policy? If not, there's a recommendation that council endorse a revised investments policy, policy AP09, moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor Irons. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.2 is an update to the infrastructure contribution policy, policy 1.7, and I'll hand over to David.
Thank you. So we obviously talked about this one briefly in the workshop the other week. A few of you weren't here, so I'll just run through it quickly. But it's now referred to in a couple of recently approved SAPs in our planning scheme, so I thought it was timely to update it. The main changes to it really is to sort of get rid of some of that background information that refers to Tas Water Infrastructure, which was when it was originally created. We've kind of talked about that, but it needs to be more focused just on council infrastructure. We don't want to act bank for another authority. And also just to put that greater emphasis on the purpose of it is to resolve that sort of first mover principle and also just to deal with some of those ad hoc developments where it might be, say, several properties looking to upgrade a street frontage, it makes more sense that council come in and do the whole thing and take contributions instead. So, yeah, they're the key changes.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Councillors, you have the floor. Thank you. Recommendation on page 29 of our agenda, moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Whelan. Is there any discussion or debate?
Nope.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.3 is the Royal Street Master Plan and the Community Consultation. Over to you again, David.
Thank you. I'll keep this pretty brief because we obviously had a workshop on it as well. But we've done a little bit of consultation early on the Sorrell Street Master Plan with some options. There was a bit of, negative feedback from some people in Tranquility Crescent and Serenity Drive area. Key thing that came out of that was that connection from Samuel Street through to Tranquility that we've now sort of taken out as a road connection and left as sort of a open space with a pedestrian connection instead. There was a little bit of, angst around losing some of that privacy and creating those urban densities so close to that area. I guess we've got to weigh that up against with some of the objectives of what we've said we'll do for our structure planning, Strulis, but obviously lack of housing supply identified through that REM plan report and housing crisis. So a bit of a balancing act there, but this is really just to take the revised master plan out for consultation at this stage. Consultation steps will be to have a drop-in session where people can show up between 4 and 6, so that in work hours and outside of work hours, and obviously letters to affected landowners, adjoining landowners, and you usual have your say sort of thing on the website. So
yep.
Just seeking endorsement for community consultation.
Thanks, David. Councillors, questions of David on this particular matter?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just one on the consultation timeframes. Do we know when that would open and close?
At this stage, we haven't put any timeframes around it. Usually, we'll run it for a minimum of 3 weeks. We'll probably have a look at it from how it times in with council meetings and things like that, but usually a minimum of 3 weeks, yeah.
Have it moved.
Excellent. Thank you. Recommendation on page 32 that... we endorse the Sorrell Street Master Plan and attachments for a community consultation. And it's been moved by Councillor Della Torre and seconded by Councillor Murtagh. Is there any discussion or debate?
I'll just say that I think it's great to see community consultation on this one. I hear that there's some complaints with the original plans. I know a bit of work's been undertaken since then to improve some of that, and I'm keen to see the community have their say on this one so we can make some decisions down the track.
Beautiful. Thanks, Councillor Della Torre. Is there any further? Councillor Whelan.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. One other thing I noticed, I remember that a couple of the councillors made, including myself, discussion about the council depot being included in the strategy area. So maybe that's something that we can pursue in a workshop and consider, because I think it's probably at the time where we need to consider the future of the depot anyway, so
yep.
At that side.
Yep.
So. Thank you.
David, that can be taken on?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.4 is the review of appointment of council representatives on committees. We undertook to just do a review of council committees at sort of almost the halfway mark of our current term, so that's why it's been placed on the agenda. Callum, do you need to speak to this one, or Janine?
This one was to Janine, I think. But
yeah, I was just going to say, we couple of years we reviewed the years of new structure, and so it's time we reviewed and move forward.
Excellent. There's a list of committees that everyone is a member of. Just very informally, just ask if everyone is still keen to maintain their membership on all these committees, or does someone people want to withdraw off committees? The choice is yours.
Happy as they are.
Happy. Thank you, Councillor Owen.
I'd like to withdraw.
Yep. From
I'd
which
like
ones?
To say from all that I'm on, but stay on the Community Development Committee and Parks and Recreation.
All except those two?
Hmm.
Yep. So Community Development you want to stay on, and Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
You'll stay on, and the balance will go? Yep, cool. Thank you. Councillor Della Torre.
I'd just like to be included in the Waste Management Committee if councillors are happy with that.
Excellent. I don't think there'll be an issue on that.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Oh,
councillor
Beard? I'd be happy to get on. I'm not on the environment climate one, so if we lost one there, I'd be happy to go on that one.
Thank you. Councillor Geard to that. Thank you. Any other changes?
I think I'm okay the way I am. Parks and Rec always seems pretty useless to me because we don't really seem to have any. And I notice they're the same as the Planning Authority. And maybe they, although that's a bit difficult, but maybe there's we need to look at whether we need it anymore. I'm not sure. Whether
Next meeting, there is something on Park and Rec coming up.
It's the first time in 2 years.
if I can say, so some of the Park and Rec things, there's a lot to do with finance, which goes straight to the Finance Committee instead of used to go to the Parks years ago.
Oh,
of course, it's finance, now it goes to finance.
Yeah, all straight to council. Yeah.
And also, being chair of the Harmful Users Group and also the Regional Sporting Complex, a lot of that is taken care of where we don't have the things we used to have in the past. It's everything's the council's running very smoothly.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think that most of the things we do now are covered in workshops, so
yes, right.
Everybody can come to those. So
yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. With those, sorry, Bart, did I? No, thank you. With those amendments that are listed on that screen. Can I just get someone to move that those adjustments are made? Moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor Irons. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you very much. Item 14 is questions on notice, and there are no questions on notice for the October meeting, and that brings our meeting for the month of October to a close. Thank you very much for your attendance.
At least your music was good.